Well, Tanner, just a great game from you guys today. It really seemed like they really came in fired up and were ready to go, and you guys were able to get up early. And it really seemed like the big thing was transition game worked just great for you guys today, and it really seemed like that kind of just let everything on pretty much for the rest of the game.
Yes, it did. We've been working on that transition game a lot in practice, and rebounding. I thought we rebounded great, but they came in locked in. The JV, too, they did. I mean, it was – it's a good day. Very pleased with them.
Of course, you know, as you said, JV locked in, everybody locked in, and that was a great thing. Is, of course, your varsity boys in there, and they're getting up. Whenever you're even transitioning your extra guys off the bench in varsity, it was just flawless transition. And then you get the JV guys in there at the end when you're up 30, and they get that time. Same thing, though. It was just a flawless transition, getting those guys out there and everybody running the game plan, and that's what you like to see out of your young guys.
Yeah, exactly. I feel we're starting to click at the right moment. We're starting to gel. We had a little rough patch there for a while, but they want to be here, and so it makes it a lot easier when they want to be here to do the things that we need to do and to work on the things we need to work on. And you're right, JV, they did the transition beautifully. And I'm a firm believer, if your JV is on fire and doing great, it transitions to the varsity. That sets the tone.
Of course, looking at what you guys have coming up, you know, one of these situations where you have the Saturday game, but you do get a couple of days off with Sunday, Monday, and I know a tough opponent against Shelbyville. I know you've known a lot about them this year, and I know myself seeing them at Vandalia Holiday Tournament. Seeing they can shoot the ball, and they've also got a good inside game. So, you know, with you looking at that, you know, how do you game plan for that the next couple of days? I mean, you change things up, or are you just looking at, you know what we're doing right now is working, we're just going to keep rolling with it until it doesn't work?
We're going to change a few things because that is a really good team. I've known them for a long time, and actually that group is the group I coached when I first started when they was in sixth grade. So I'm very familiar with them. I work there at the school, and so it's pretty fun. You know, they know it's coming, and we know it's coming. There's a bragging rights thing going, so it's going to be fun. But they're very tough, so a lot of game film and try and prepare, and I think that's probably going to be one of the better teams we are going to have a chance of playing this year, but it's going to help us too. So,
of course, also next week you have South Central, but I know especially with seeds coming out last night and everything, got to be looking at NTC seeds and seeing that you're the number 8, you're going to play number 9 for the playing game, you know, and when you look at that, just seeing how the guys are right now, is that something they're using to fire themselves up, knowing that everybody's kind of counting us out, but, you know, this is where we can start to make some noise and surprise people?
Yes, it is. You know, they are fired up about it. They, you know, we haven't been above a 9 seed for a long time. And I felt like we were better than an 8 seed, but, you know, hey, that's okay. We'll just prove ourselves in the tournament, and they're really locked in and ready to go. It fired them up big time, so I'm happy.